Wake up.
Broadcasting from the iconic 299 Queen Street West.
Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages,
please welcome
Virgin Mornings.
Love the mornings.
With Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
Very fun, isn't it?
Okay, let's go.
I'm not sure if you heard the show yesterday, but if you heard 2 seconds of Adam Wilde's voice, this is going to come as no shock to you. He's not here today.
Yeah.
He was gargling gravel and then was like, you know what? Maybe I shouldn't speak on the radio.
Yeah.
So he's off for today. We're wishing him well and hope he's drinking as much lemon tea as humanly possible.
That's right.
So you're stuck with myself, Jax, and producer Leah. But today is going to be a fantastic day because it's Tuesday. It's Thursday.
Yes, it is.
8 a.m. means we have a new Ghosted.
Yes, we do.
We're going to give you a chance to win some Halsey tickets at 8:30 with Halsey for Halsey. And at 7 and 9, a chance for you to qualify to go to the Wango Tango.
Mm-hmm. Unreal.
In California.
Unreal.
Shawn Mendes, Camila Cabello, 5 Seconds of Summer, and a whole bunch of others. And also just for qualifying, you'll win $250. So you'll have a chance to qualify for that coming up in an hour. But first, we must say hello to our friends. Good morning, Jax.
I want to give a huge shout out to Laverne Cox because she has been honored as the first transgender Barbie. This is incredible news. She has been turned into one of the iconic dolls, celebrating her achievements in the LGBTQIA plus community, which is Mattel's first ever trans Barbie, which is unreal.
Wow.
Whether it's Pride or not, this is huge news. So shout out to Laverne. I love her.
I love her too.
Great news.
Yeah.
Good morning, Leah.
Good morning, guys. I just keep thinking about how J. Cole is in this city.
I know.
And how he's going to be playing for the Scarborough Shooting Stars basketball team. And I just keep thinking, I need to get in there.
Yeah,
so apparently Drake played a big part in like getting him to play for the Shooting Stars.
Okay. I can see that. I can see that.
Yeah.
But on his own merits, I do believe that J. Cole has the skills to get in on his own.
Oh, he did. Yeah. Just one of the co-owners of OVO also owns the Shooting Stars. So he was some ties. So
when
J. Cole was like, hey, should I do this? Drake was like, yeah, this is an awesome team. Like, come play with us. Toronto rules. So
amazing.
That's why I came. Yeah.
Okay. So guys, help me find a way.
You got it.
We'll do our very best. Hey, we got to talk about Harry Styles tickets. So Ticketmaster did the presale yesterday. It didn't really go great. You're not going to believe the prices to try and keep them out of the hands of scalpers. We'll talk about that next.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
There was a presale yesterday for Harry Styles when he comes to Toronto. I believe he's playing two nights here.
Yes.
So Ticketmaster was trying to do something good, and it didn't really go that way. What they were trying to do was put tickets in the hands of fans. Because as you know, if you've ever tried to buy tickets online in the last like decade, what happens is when the tickets go up for sale, they generally get snapped up by bots and by scalpers. Mm-hmm. And then they're resold for a way higher price. And it's been a huge problem. And for whatever reason, venues are having a really hard time tackling this.
Yeah.
They're each doing it in their own way. But Ticketmaster tried a new plan with verified fans.
Yeah.
So essentially what you do is you get these like codes and you put them in and it allows you access to a presale. And if you're a verified fan, you're the only one that gets access to these codes. So you get them before the scalpers, which is a great idea. Yeah. And everyone's like, this is great. Number one, tickets in the hands of people who want to go. And two, the prices might actually be lower. The only problem with that was the tickets went up yesterday and they were upwards of $1,500.
Yeah.
$1,500.
And this happened in a matter of seconds. So people were waiting. Like, I have friends who were, like, in the lineup, like, the pre-queue for verified fans. And it was between 3 and 5 hours of waiting. And then the second that you got into it, like, the prices were for the first 15 seconds reasonable.
Yeah.
And there's some TikTok showing how live it quickly went up. It went from, like, $200 to, like, $1,600 immediately. And we're talking about, like, $500, $600, $700 for, like, nosebleeds, essentially. And the closer that you get, the higher it goes up to $2,000. It's wild.
It's stupid.
Yeah. It's silliness.
And
I was going to say they had Amex, American Express, like a presale for the state shows. And that works better because at least like you have to go through another loophole of getting these tickets, which is actually having an American Express card. So scalpers are less inclined to do it because you have to have, you know, these credentials.
Some people on Twitter were even hypothesizing that scalpers got their hands on some of these codes too and were also grabbing those tickets.
Yes, they were.
But if that's what the original price is $1,000, $1,500, what are they going to resell for?
No, it's craziness. And I mean, he's the biggest artist in the world right now.
Yeah.
But he's also like the kindest artist. So I wonder if somehow he can do something. I don't know what he could do, but maybe if he could help out.
Eventually, we're going to figure this whole thing out.
Yeah.
And scalpers are going to not be able to to take advantage of everybody anymore. Yeah. We're just not there yet, but like, because each plan they try, they're getting a little bit closer. Mm-hmm. But then you have something like this, and it just bums you out. Because think of somebody that really, really, they're the biggest Harry Styles fan,
yeah,
in Toronto,
yeah, yeah,
right? They wanted to wait outside at the pop-up. They did. They got some of his merch. And now they got to drop $1,000 to see him live.
Let's line up for tickets. That's what I think you have to do. Remember box office tickets? Like, I remember when I saw the Backstreet Boys in 1998 in Halifax. You couldn't get pre-sale for
Didn't your dad wait outside with you for that?
For 9 hours overnight at Penhorn Mall.
What?
Yeah, but you know what? Tickets were like $40 and they stayed that way, didn't they? Didn't they?
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Okay, so that downtown IKEA opened yesterday. And if you're unfamiliar with this, IKEA announced they were putting a location in downtown Toronto like 2 or 3 years ago. And everybody who lives down here got really, really excited because we're like, oh, now we don't have to go to Etobicoke or Burlington or North York to get that picture with the London bus that we all seem to have hanging in our den. So it opened yesterday, and the very typical Toronto style, lineups were around the corner.
Hundreds and hundreds of people. And I get it, because the first 300 people got a gift card.
Oh, they did?
They did. There was far more than 300 people lined up. And we know one thing about Toronto is that people love to line up for anything in this city.
It's so true. The city apparently was prepared for it. They set up barriers in preparation.
Yeah, they knew. They knew what was happening. I mean, it's Ryerson Town down there, right? So like, it's perfect. It's a perfect location. It's in the Aura building, which had a lot of real estate, especially through the pandemic, kind of free up. So like, it makes sense for it to be there.
I guess we were talking about this earlier, but it's what they're calling an urban format.
Yeah, yeah.
So I believe what that means is there's no warehouse. A lot of it just looks like a showroom.
Yeah, it's mostly a showroom and like beds, couches, like recliners, that stuff. It won't be stored there, but you can do all of your ordering there. But like things like dishes and sheets and like smaller things you can get right there. So it, like I said, it's great for university land.
Yeah. Lining up for everything in the city is such a part of its DNA.
Yeah.
Like my girlfriend's from Peterborough. Didn't spend a ton of time coming down here growing up because, you know, it's pretty far away.
Sorry. You're who?
Oh, sorry. My fiance.
Your fiance.
Oh.
TJ's engaged.
I got engaged this weekend. Yeah. I got to start speaking more
That's
French.
That's right.
So when she started to, when my fiance started to come downtown a bit more, she was like, why are people lined up for stuff? I'm like, it's for brunch usually. It's always for brunch.
Always for brunch. I live in the East End and there's this one, I can't think of the name, but there's this one croissant shop. And like, I'm sure the croissants are great, but there's literally hundreds of people every single Sunday. It's nuts. They can't be that good.
Well, I mean, you ever had a really good croissant? It could be that good.
It's fair.
It's 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
We love stories of things returning back to normal. How about this? The average Toronto rent is up more than 13% last month, which is near pre-pandemic prices. Yay! That's cool. The May 2022 National Rent Report found Toronto the average monthly rent for a one-bedroom apartment was up 13% year-over-year from in April. And now stands at $2,065. That's for a one-bedroom. But the average rent for all properties in Toronto was $2,303, which made it the second most expensive city on the list of 35, coming second to Vancouver at $2,748 a month.
Like, this, none of this is good.
No.
None of this is good.
Super sustainable way to live, for sure. Hey, have you watched any of the new David Letterman's My Next Guest Needs No Introduction?
Yeah, so I started watching the Will Smith episode yesterday. It's unreal.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, and David and his beard, just big things, you know?
An episode that everyone's talking about right now is the Ryan Reynolds one, because it's just Ryan Reynolds being Ryan Reynolds for about an hour. But in it, he says that he dropped out of college after 45 minutes.
He
walked into a lecture. He said, I looked around and I went, nope. Yeah. And he hopped in his car and drove to L.A.
I worked for Cleve Source for Sports in Halifax, and I ended up working for 2 hours. And I was like, I can't do this. And then I ended up going to radio school. So, you know what? Follow your heart.
Yeah. Plus, Adam Wilde dropped out of two separate schools.
And look where he is now, at home with a cold.
There
we go.
He went to school once, dropped out, and then was like, I'm going to do that again.
There you go.
And then he did. Hey, if you love Ed Sheeran, good news. He's releasing 4 new songs.
Okay.
Well, 2 new ones, 2 new-ish ones. There was a tweet that went out that said, new Ed music is on the way. He's putting out the tour edition of Equals on Friday, which includes 9 additional tracks, 2 brand new ones, and 2 that were featured in the movie Yesterday. Have you seen that movie?
No, I have not.
It's where everyone wakes up and they forgot that the Beatles...
The Beatles, right?
Yeah, existed. So yeah, this guy like goes music, and steals all the music. Anyway, there's 2 songs off that soundtrack, One Life and Penguins, which were never officially released. So all the other ones are still kind of a mystery. And that's what's trending. I'm TJ.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Safe place to answer this question. Are you easily influenced by your friends? Do you see your friends do something and then think, I'm doing that too?
Yes.
We asked this question and would love to know your answers at 999999 on the text line, or you could call us 416-872-9999 because our dear sweet producer Leah is a copycat.
Yeah.
Do you care to tell the story?
Yeah. And this time I wasn't even really copycatting a friend. I mean, I like her, but I don't know her that well. But Adam's girlfriend.
Yeah.
Natalie. She got a spray tan because she was going to Miami for the weekend.
Yep.
And as soon as I heard it, and as soon as I heard Adam's reaction to the spray tan and how much she liked it and how glowy she was and beautiful,
I thought she was
sexy. Decided that very Friday, that same day, to get a spray tan for the very first time.
The first time.
Yeah. And last time, let me tell you.
Why? What happened?
Immediately, I looked actually great as soon as I got out of the spray tan.
Okay.
But it got progressively harsher.
Okay.
And
like more orange?
Orange.
Okay.
Yeah. And I guess because I already have I'm a black person. Mm-hmm. I have brown skin already.
Yeah.
The tan didn't react well to my skin. So it just got progressively more orange and progressively just not glowy in any way.
Live and learn, baby.
Yeah. So the night, Friday night, I went to a friend's party. I wore a white dress.
Drip, drip.
And the glow.
You wore white after a spray tan?
Yeah. I don't know the rules.
Oh, no.
So that was a bad idea. And then the next day, I became blotchy.
Okay.
And I went to a 1-year-old's birthday party. And
busy weekend.
Very, very orange.
Okay.
So I regret it is what I'm trying to say. But I'll never do it again. But I did get influenced very easily just from Adam's reaction to his girlfriend's tan.
And Jax, we know for a fact that you have also been influenced with an expensive purchase by one of your friends.
I love to impulsively buy things. And my good friend Morgan, she had this beautiful Breville coffee machine. And I was in the market for a new coffee machine. However, I did not need this coffee machine. It's like the Barista Express Pro. So
how much? Those are like $6,000, right?
They are not $6,000, TJ.
How much is it?
It was $800.
Yeah. So you take out a business loan.
Yeah, so I took out a line of credit. I got it, but it's beautiful.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. It didn't feel good for a couple months on my credit card. No. But TJ, like if you want to out me, how about the fact that you steal my clothes?
Uh-oh.
Yeah, that's a fact.
Yeah.
Jax will wear something and I'll be like, oh, I should also order that from H&M or Zara.
Yeah.
And I usually do it that day. I'm literally wearing the leather jacket.
I've seen that on Jax.
Fake leather jacket. We have the same one.
Yeah. Lesbians and androgynous men often dress the same. Like, it's okay.
There you go. Are you looking at Jax right now wondering if you should get that same motorcycle t-shirt that she's got on?
Yes, actually. But I've also, Jax wears a lot of 5-panel hats, and that's the one thing that I'm like, I can't pull off.
Yeah,
a
you got a weird head. You got a hot face, weird head.
Okay, Texas, 999999. What did your friend influence you to get? You saw it on them or you saw them with it and you're like, I need to have that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And how did it ruin your life? 416-872-9999. You can also call us.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
What did the text say, Jax?
A text in the 905. Not super expensive, but I totally fell for that portable blender. Because my friend had it. Total waste of money.
Portable blender?
Yeah, it's like it doesn't need to be plugged in. It's just like battery powered.
What?
There was a blender. A blender craze? Rage. Yeah, for a long time there. Also got a text here from the 647. I got a Frenchie because everyone in my building had one. I love my dog now, but I can't go anywhere. And he eats all of my things.
Oh,
yeah,
no.
Sounds about right.
Yeah, it sounds like Liberty Village, if anything.
Also, they struggle. They're like, when they breathe.
Yeah, they can't. They don't have good nasal passages, which is a whole nother story about dog breeding. Text from the 343. Mm-hmm. I ride a 600cc motorcycle, and my friend bought a super bike. I thought mine was enough until I rode his, and then I went out the next day and I bought the exact same bike.
All the bikes.
All of the bikes. So, I mean, these are expensive things. Like, how much was your spray tan, if you don't mind me asking?
I do mind, but it was because I spent too much money on it.
How much?
It was $60.
$60.
That's not bad. People are buying out here buying.
There's more expensive mistakes.
Yeah, that is true. And it is fading, guys. Can you still see it on me? Apparently, it's supposed to last a week, but I was hoping it was
done
at
three.
You're
not
blotchy, baby.
You're not blotchy.
All right.
Okay. Yeah.
All right, keep yours coming. 999-999 to text.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Harry Styles fans are not happy with Ticketmaster. Yesterday, they did a pre-sale for what they were calling verified fans. Basically, they were trying to keep the tickets out of the hands of scalpers, and then they would jack the prices up. So by doing that, you get like a code to prove that you're a fan. You put that in, and then you get early access to tickets. The idea being, of course, you beat out scalps. Problem is, when people logged on yesterday, it was like $1,500 for a ticket and $1,000 for a ticket. So didn't quite work yet.
Yeah, the pre-sale was supposed to get you in better seats for a better price. It did not do that. I was actually just looking on Ticketmaster. So Harry's doing 10 shows at Madison Square Garden in New York. 10 shows. And I can go buy a ticket right now for about $60.
Oh my God.
So it would be cheaper to go to the U.S. show with flights included. And I was also checking out the Scotiabank shows for like general admission now.
Yeah.
And it's like $200 for tickets. So it's ridiculous. The people who thought that they were getting the better end of the deal didn't.
We were talking earlier this morning about how people jacking up the prices of tickets like this, the resale, is a huge problem.
And there's got to be some regulation. Like, there's got
to
be.
They got to be able to do something. And my brother actually texted me that I guess Pearl Jam started doing something a little bit different. Okay. And what they do is if you buy tickets to a Pearl Jam show and then try to resell them, they cap how much you can make on it. So what you pay for the ticket is what you can sell the ticket for. So you're not making any money on it.
Good.
It's just going to fans, and it's actually...
There's got to be a better way, man. This is unreal.
That's a step in the right direction for sure. Hey, that new downtown IKEA opened yesterday. The one that was just supposed to be more of an urban format, they said, which basically means a warehouse. And because this is the city of Toronto, people lined up around the corner for it. There was hundreds of people in line.
Yeah.
The city actually had to prepare for it by setting up barriers in preparation. Just, I love everything that we line up for in the city. It's all the time.
Just all nonstop.
A sex expert or a sexpert says that you should avoid these colors in your bedroom if you want to be sexier. Now, they said that sticking with dark colors or even like red and pink are, of course, associated with passion. But if you want to have a room that really sets the mood, avoid the color green.
Okay.
Because green is particularly associated with relaxation.
Okay.
So it might be great for sleeping, but not great for setting a mood. And avoid gray. Now, gray to me stood out more because we're millennials, and if you go on Realtor ever, every house all the time is always painted in different shades of light gray.
Yeah, it's like gray is modern. No, it's not hot.
No, it's not. That's what's trending. I'm TJ.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Hey, guys, let's say hi to Jeffrey on Ghosted.
Hi, Jeffrey.
Hey, Virgin. Hey, thanks for taking my call. Really appreciate it.
Hey, we're excited to have you. So, Jeff, tell us about being ghosted. Like, what's the deal here? Why are you on?
What did you do wrong?
Exactly.
Well, it looks like I have fallen victim to being ghosted, and, you know, it's not a fun place to be.
Yeah, so tell us about this girl. Like, give us a backstory, and then what, you know, led up to the ghosted.
Oh, sure. The girl I've been talking to, her name's Ariana, and I've been really, really good so far. The two of us have been awesome. We met off of Hinge in April. We haven't stopped talking ever since we met, and until now. And I haven't heard from her since Tuesday. And I know that doesn't sound that long, but we've really been talking every day since we met. And you know, Tuesday was also the same. You know, I told her I like where this was headed, and you know, I don't know, maybe that scared her off. And if that's the case, I just want her to know, you know, I'll take as much time as she needs. I really like her, and I just really want this to work.
You sound normal.
Which is suspicious.
And stable.
I'm fairly normal.
All right, well, I guess there's only really one way to find out what happened, because I'm assuming there was no fight or anything, no disagreement, argument, anything?
Oh, no, everything's been on the up and up, super positive.
Okay, cool. Well, what we're going to do is throw you on hold. We're going to play a song, and then we're going to come back, and we will find out what she has to say about it when we call her. So if you're just catching up on Ghosted, we want you to meet Jeffrey. Jeffrey seems like, in Jax's words, a nice, normal guy.
Normal and stable, which is not usually the case.
That's right.
But in a weird way on Ghosted, that's usually a red flag.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. Now, Jeff, you're calling us because you believe you were ghosted by somebody named Ariana, who you've been seeing. Give us a quick recap of, like, where you guys were at when she stopped contacting you.
So we met on Hinge. We are several weeks in, and we're talking every day. And then suddenly, you know, radio silence.
Okay.
Everything's been, you know, super sweet up until now.
Now, you know, when we call her, you're going to be listening live in on the phone. And these calls can mean that people give you a really unfiltered, mean answer sometimes. Are you sure you're ready for whatever it is she has to say?
You know, I'm ready for anything.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
down for whatever.
Do we give her a call?
Let's give her a dingle.
Okay. Thanks, TJ. All right. Let's call Ariana.
Hello.
Hi, is this Ariana?
It is.
Ariana, it's Adam Wild, TJ, and Jax from 99.9 Virtual Radio. Good morning.
Hi.
Oh, good morning. Did you say from the radio and you're calling me because?
Yeah, 99.9 Virgin Radio, that's right. We are calling. We got something in it for you if you answer these questions. I'm gonna put that out there. We're going to be a bit nosy, and we want to know about a recent ghosting in your life.
You must have the wrong person.
This is Ariana, right? We've got...
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
maybe to narrow it down, we just give you the name. Why did you ghost Jeffrey?
Okay, hang on. Are you telling me that Jeffrey is asking you to call me to ask me that?
Did you ghost Jeffrey?
I would like it if you would answer my question first. Did Jeffrey ask you to call me?
Okay. I think it would be best if Jeffrey answered this himself, to be honest. So, Jeff, I am going to bring you on. Ariana, Jeff's been listening. Jeffrey.
Jeffrey, seriously? You're here. What the hell are you doing? Could you please explain what the hell is going on right now?
Hey, Ariana, yeah. Virgin Radio has this thing called Ghosted, and I thought you were ghosting me, so I just asked him to call you. You know, it was actually meant to be kind of funny.
Oh.
You sound mad.
Oh, yeah. It's hilarious that you chose to call a radio station and put this out there when you could have talked to me privately. That's hilarious.
You weren't calling me back. Look, I got a bit nervous about it. I thought it was, you know, because you were scared about us being a real thing.
I want to jump in here for a second, Ariana. You know, yeah, I do. I do want to jump in.
Please.
Yeah, so I think it wasn't supposed to be funny. Ariana, it was supposed to kind of clear the air. It was supposed to be like, hey, you know, from what Jeffrey told us, things were going really great between the two of you, and he just couldn't understand why you haven't reached out.
You know, please don't make excuses for this ridiculous action.
Adam.
I did not call you back because I have been bombarded at work, and I told you that last time we talked that I had an extremely busy week coming up. And, you know, I can tell you, I was actually pretty excited about where we might be going. But I don't see how you think in any way calling a radio station seems like a good idea. I am mortified. You should be mortified. And I don't understand why you thought this was a great idea, why you would even think of doing this. I just can't even.
Just for the record, we're not that embarrassing.
Not how I expect this to go.
In his defense, Ariana, we do this twice a week, right? Yeah. Tuesdays and Thursdays.
He read the situation wrong. She doesn't like it, but he didn't have any ill intent.
Yeah, and we do have a quota to fill. So.
He's a really nice guy. Yeah. Like we've, you know, he seems pretty normal.
I just really wanted to talk to you.
No, I'm sorry. You can now, you can actually consider yourself officially ghosted.
Okay.
Right now.
Okay. Okay.
Wait, Ariana, hold on. Look, it is a big misunderstanding. This is meant to be a joke.
Joke or not, she didn't like it. He didn't
mean
any intent. Miscommunication.
No, Jack, she can't hear you. She hung up. Ooh.
Okay, so it didn't work out.
But Jeff, that was unexpected.
What just happened here?
Jeff, I got to ask you this. It's Thursday. How long had it been since you heard from her?
A day, maybe.
Oh, Jeff. Come on, man.
We can all learn from what just happened.
So listen, I know things are new, and in the words of Taylor Swift, delicate. But this is why you got to wait. Ghosted has got to be minimum 72 hours, man. And it's on us. We're experienced at this. We should have asked you this in the first part of the call.
I just don't get it, guys.
Well, you got to wait more than like two sunrises before you
see
it.
Yeah, it comes across as smothering, his DJ said. Yeah. So listen.
Yeah, I guess I could see that.
Okay.
Yeah,
so we all learn.
And there's a chance here that the cooler heads prevail and you guys chat later. But I'm going to make a recommendation.
Don't be the one
that initiates that conversation. Wait for her to reach out to you. And if she does, apologize profusely and give her space. You promise?
Yeah, I guess so.
Isn't
there like a 3-day rule?
No, there's not a 3-day rule on this one, Jeff. I think you just wait and see if she reaches out. And we wish you the best of luck.
Well, I appreciate it.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
That downtown IKEA.
Oh, man.
That they've been talking about for a couple years opened up yesterday. And because this is Toronto and people line up for everything, people lined up for the opening of it. It's at College Park. What building is it, Jax?
It's in the Aura building. So, like, it's that huge, huge, huge new building. And it's...
Yeah.
It's where, like, Madonna's gym used to be. There's a bunch of these, like, commercial lease spots. Yeah, it's, like, at the corner of, like, just south of Carleton and Yonge. It's a really cool spot. It's a really great location, especially for U of T students and Ryerson students.
That's true, yeah.
People who will be needing more. And it's more targeted and catered towards, like, apartment and, you know, dorm room size things.
Even the way it's laid out, they call it more of an urban format, no warehouse. It's a lot like the showroom. You just walk around.
Yeah, you can get, like, plates and, like, smaller things, but you can't, like, walk out with a couch. They don't have the warehouse there, but you can order it.
They said that there was hundreds of people lined up for this. The city had begun preparations for it, and they had barriers set up, so you wait there like cattle to go into IKEA. But I guess people were lined up, too, because there was, like, little gift cards and deals going on.
Yeah, the first 300 people got gift cards, which was awesome, but then there was, like, another 1,000 people waiting in line. So, like, the first IKEA in Nova Scotia was in the 80s. It was only there for a couple years. But, like, growing up, I had never been to an IKEA. I had no idea what it was.
Yeah.
And when I finally, like, came to visit Toronto in, like, my early 20s, I was like, what is this place? But the very first IKEA opened up on the East Coast in Dartmouth, Nova Scotia in 2016, 2017, I believe.
That's not that long ago.
Maybe it was even 2018, to be honest with you.
Oh, God.
And I am not exaggerating when I say that it was absolute pandemonium.
Was it really?
Pandemonium. People were coming in from Newfoundland. All the folks.
Are you kidding?
Oh, yes, yes. All the folks were coming in from New Brunswick. People had camper vans, like, set up in the IKEA parking lot. Like, my brother and his wife, like, they couldn't, like, locals couldn't get in there for a couple weeks. And the lineups, like, what you saw at the new IKEA in downtown Toronto yesterday, the lineup that you saw was 1/10 of what Nova Scotia was. And this went on for like a month. Like, you still go there and people are like, oh my Jesus, look at this. You can't look at these deals. Look at these little things you got here. What a price. What a price on this, yes.
I don't want to sound like a snobby Ontarian.
Oh, you're going to though.
Did that IKEA also have everything? Like, did it have the warehouse?
Yes,
did it have
no,
the showroom?
No.
Did it have the cafeteria?
It has everything. Like, it's absolutely massive. Okay. And it's like, it's funny because Nova Scotia, obviously, like, a lot of sea and a lot of greenery. And you could see this IKEA for miles, man. Oh, like, the clearing that they made and all the signage that they had. It's like, it's like you see, like, Peggy's Cove, a lighthouse, and then IKEA. That's all it is. Yeah, it's wild. But you know what? We waited patiently and it came to us.
What's your favorite IKEA in the GTA?
I like the Burlington one, or I like the Etobicoke one.
Yeah. Etobicoke is the most chaotic, but it's also the most fulfilling.
Yeah.
Because when you leave there, you feel like you accomplished an impossible mission.
Is the North York one? Don't like that one. It's too busy for me. It's hard to get out of, too. Yeah.
Well, because North York also deals with a lot of Durham, too, right? A lot of people drive in. Like, my fiance's family live in Peterborough, and a lot of them would make the trip all the way to North York just to pick things up.
You know what? I know it's hard here in Ontario having 18 different IKEAs and which one to choose from, we're not sure. But, yeah, you know what? I get the lineups. Just stop lining up for everything, Toronto, please.
No, that's never going to happen.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
A 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Okay, we need your help with the debate. We were talking about the downtown IKEA that just opened up yesterday. There's lamps around the block and whatever. And they said it's an urban format, meaning there's no warehouse, there's only showroom. And we had a discussion about it. And off the air, Jax and I were talking more about it. And I said, it's kind of great they got rid of the warehouse. You know, and then you just have the showroom, which is the most important part. And Jax pointed out that the warehouse is the most important part.
Yeah.
And then said that when you go to IKEA, mm-hmm. you start in the warehouse and yeah. completely skip the showroom.
Once in a blue moon, I will go into the showroom. But no, I skip it. No, what? Why?
You need
for a reason.
You need to do the showroom first.
So you go to the showroom to see what you need in the warehouse.
You go to the showroom to get inspo.
No.
It's like walking through Pinterest. You write down on your little list all the bins you gotta go to, and then you go down to the warehouse.
I go to IKEA on a mission, and I'm there on my mission.
No.
I don't want to be going through the mazes. You know what, though? I love that they have shortcuts.
If you want to make the IKEA gods laugh, tell them your plan. Because there's no way that you go to IKEA for 5 minutes or that you're on the mission and you stick to it. You have to go through the inspirational part. You can see how they set up all the little condo rooms or all the little, you know how they make the little fake bedrooms and stuff.
Just go on the internet. They're all there.
You gotta go see it. The only sections you skip are the kids' sections because it's a nightmare over there.
Just go on the internet. So here's the thing, is while you're dilly-dallying through the showroom, it's me, ring ring, I'm in the cafeteria already eating my Swedish meatballs, enjoying myself with all of my time saved. Work smarter, not harder, my love.
So we need your help right now, 999-999, to prove one of Jack's or I wrong.
Warehouse first.
No, it's
or showroom first. Warehouse first.
Somebody from the 705, the warehouse is required. I've been waiting on the bunk bed because I haven't had it in the warehouse. My kids are going to be too big for the bunk beds by the time they get there.
Like
but
30.
We like going through them.
I don't get it because I understand they're set up really nicely, but it's just, I can see this on the internet. I can go to different places on the internet.
You
see,
know,
even more inspiration.
That in person is a lot different than shopping on the internet.
No, it's chaos, man. It's absolute chaos. No time for it. Plus, like I said, I want to get to the food faster.
That's what this is all about. Okay, so we need your help proving Jack's wrong, clearly. 999-999 the text, or you can call us 416-872-9999. When you're going to IKEA, do you start in the warehouse or do you start in the showroom? Because it's definitely the showroom and she's 100% wrong.
Warehouse.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
History being made on the show this morning as there's almost a unanimous decision that Jax is nuts. We were talking about how when you go to IKEA, you have to start with the showroom and then go to the warehouse. And Jax, what is your really controversial theory?
I don't think you need the showroom. I think you just go right to the warehouse.
That's wrong. You need to go to the showroom because it's like an adult playground. It's fun. And
it's
you get inspiration.
Chaos.
It's a great way to kill an afternoon. As much as I hate being around people, I love the showroom.
This is very shocking to me.
A couple texts here from the 905. Jax, no. Oh. No. The whole experience is walking around. The more aggressive my voice got was capitalized words.
Okay.
From the 647, Jax is nuts. The showroom has to be first.
What?
Showroom all the way. It's therapeutic walking through there.
TJ, you're only reading the ones that disagree with me.
Yeah, because there's no text to disagree.
How about this one? Jax is right. Stop playing.
Oh, great argument.
From the 647. Warehouse all the way.
Oh, another great argument.
And then here's another one that I just saw come in from the 519. I love Jax. She's right. And TJ is so wrong. Be quiet, TJ. This isn't right. I just saw that text come in.
Did they also write ums and stubbles in there, or was that just you?
Hot off the press.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Start of the day. That's what's coming up. Played the wrong bed. Adam Wilde's not here, so it's kind of falling off the rails a little bit. Adam, I don't know if you heard the show yesterday. His voice was not doing so hot. So he took the day to rest and recover. It sounds like he'll be back tomorrow. And today is going to be an amazing day. But first, let's hear what the start of the show was.
The star of the show goes out to lines. Now, let me explain.
Lines.
Whether you're waiting in line for the new IKEA
or
you're waiting in line for Harry Styles tickets, there's lines going on in Toronto. And we love a line.
We do.
So this makes sense. But at the same time, come on, guys.
Yeah.
Let's give it a rest.
Shout out to lines.
The real star of the GTHA, the line.
Yeah. All right. It's what we love here.
It's going to be an amazing day. 25 degrees is what they're calling for the high, but it's going to feel even warmer than that. Probably closer to 30.
That's what I read on the internet.
Mm. Local meteorologist, Jack Sermon.
I'm not a meteorologist. Mm. You know that. I'm not qualified to be giving the weather.
Speaking of the qualifications, 3 and 5, your next chance to qualify to go to Wango Tango in LA, where you can see Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello potentially share an awkward moment on stage. And just for qualifying, you'll win $250. Got to text WIN in your name, the 999-999 to get yourself into the draw, and then see if Sam and or Dames call your name out. Good luck. Have a phenomenal day. Enjoy the weather.
Love Yay. You.
It's Virgin Radio. Ciao.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.